education portion of the Arizona state budget just a short time ago this morning. After the state Senate and House pulled an all-nighter to discuss that budget plan, he calls it a victory for education. Teachers statewide have been on strike demanding higher education funding and wages. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Michigan State University lawyer says the Larry Nassar sexual assault scandal involved MSU student athletes but did not violate NCAA rules. The attorney, Mike Glazier, telling the NCAA the university is not trying to sidestep the issue it faces, and said if MSU had any reason to believe that Nassar's criminal conduct violated college athletic rules, it would accept responsibility. Glazier says an internal investigation did not find any rules violations, even with the former sports doctor's abhorrent criminal conduct. A man is now facing charges for allegedly trying to blackmail comedian Kevin Hart. Authorities say 41-year-old Jonathan Jackson is jailed in L.A. on $35,000 bail and is being ordered not to have any sort of contact with the comedian. Jackson accused of attempting to get a payment last year in return for not publicizing a videotape of the married Hart carousing with a woman in Las Vegas. At the time, Hart went public saying he had made a bad error in judgment, but he said he would not give in to extortion. And Tesla says it will announce the location of its new SUV factory by the end of this year. Elon Musk, the CEO, saying yesterday Tesla's current plants are crazy packed with no additional space left for production. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is way more than 56 steamy degrees, 85 steamy degrees in Flemington. I know Jim doesn't like adjectives.
Jennifer, you're going to just do it regardless of what I think.
True. There's going to be isolated thunderstorms before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Friday, there's a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. So get all your outdoor stuff in between 9 and 3. And that looks
today?
Like no, tomorrow.
Oh.
That looks like it's going to clear out the heat and humidity for the weekend. It'll be 74 on Saturday, and then Sunday, 69, but only with a 40% chance of showers.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. The strains of my old Kentucky home can only mean one thing. It's Derby time in America. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, am I being drowned out? On today's show, the Friends of HCL book sale has come and gone. Jennifer will give us her impressions of this year's annual fundraiser. The next big events on the HCL calendar are the NCB Garden Expo, Community Day, and the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We'll give you all the details. Jennifer has only been wrong once in her life, and that was the time that she thought she was wrong. Summer reading clubs for kids and adults, outdoor summer concerts, a preview of the Kentucky Derby, trivia, all that and more. Today's Library Show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Maybe we should open our show with this song every time.
That really wasn't that funny.
I like the mood. What wasn't so funny?
I thought I was wrong once.
So you've never been wrong.
I've been wrong plenty of times.
You didn't find it funny. You didn't laugh at all.
I didn't think so. Back to the drawing board. Sorry.
So welcome to the Library Show. I had not heard about the Friends book sale, and I know Jennifer went. So could you tell me and our listening audience how it went for the Friends' big annual fundraiser?
It went really well. I went Saturday afternoon, Saturday around noonish.
Which is half-price day?
No, Sunday's half-price.
Oh, okay.
There were still plenty of books. It's a long song. There were still plenty of books to be had. The volunteers seemed pretty happy with the way the preview sale went. The afternoon preview sale was not sold out.
Okay.
But there were only, they said, about 10 to 12 people there. But how terrific to have the whole big barn.
I know.
And all those volunteers to attend to you.
Sure.
So.
And that money goes towards a very good cause, the Friends of HCL Scholarship Fund.
Correct. So.
So.
So it was good. And then I talked to some of the friends on Tuesday.
Any numbers? Any stats?
I have not heard any yet. I think they were planning on about what they made last year. There was one extra cost this year. At the end of the sale, Better World Books. They send all the books to Better World Books. So they don't have to be recycled, any unsold books. And last year, Better World Books had a shipper in New Jersey. So the shipping was free. This year, they had to pay for shipping. But it was about the same cost as getting a dumpster to get rid of the books. So, you know, six and one half.
Well, I was trying to think of the phrase for that.
Yeah.
Six of one, one half dozen of the other. Yeah. That's the phrase?
Yes.
Okay, while we're playing the Kentucky Derby song, let's just jump right into the Kentucky Derby. This Saturday, forget what running it is, Jennifer. 100 and what? Do you have that in front of you? Of the Kentucky Derby? 1885, do the math, I think it was 1885, was the first Kentucky Derby. The first Saturday in May, the traditional day for the Kentucky Derby, the most exciting...
It doesn't stay in this room.
2 minutes in sports, Jennifer. You ever hear that term?
I have.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the term, I'll give him a smell?
Give him a smack?
Smell.
Oh. No.
It's like a really old horse term for, I like him. I'll give him a try.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's very old. Okay.
Yes, no, it's very old.
So you may or may not know I'm a huge horse racing fan. I used to work at Mount Park in my younger days. Not riding horses or anything. Bussing tables. It's a matter of my hair's not bad.
Yeah, Jim and I were moving furniture before.
I don't care. Yeah. They can only see me from a distance. They got me thrown off. Okay, so the Kentucky Derby. 20 horses this year, Jennifer. I've taken a quick look at the field. Probably one of the most competitive Kentucky Derbies we've had in a long time, Jennifer. I can make a case that for half of these horses that could win the race, and I would not be surprised, which is generally not the case in the horse race. Usually it's maybe two or three horses have a chance, and the other ones are just in there to fill out the field. Okay, make sure that's not too loud.
It's not, Jim, you're shouting. There's no way we could be drowning you out.
Okay, it's going to be one of those programs, everybody. Okay, here's the field. You see if you can pick out your favorite. We'll see who Jennifer likes, and then maybe I'll do my famous stretch call.
Would you please?
Which I think I've been wrong on every year. Have I ever got it right?
No.
Okay, so here's the field. 20 horses, one of the biggest fields you'll ever see in a horse race. 20 horses, which means the odds should be good. So if you pick your favorite, you're going to make some money.
I have a question, though. I have 20 plus AE.
And AE is an also eligible, Jennifer. So if one of these horses before race day gets sick or hurt training, that horse from the AE list is allowed to
race.
Is
that like the 20th?
But if they don't, he can't race.
It's like the 21st horse.
It's a waiting list.
Right, that's what I mean. Like he didn't make the first 20.
Right. So those horses can get on a waiting list just in case somebody gets hurt. It happens occasionally. Somebody will be a late scratch. Some horse might wake up with a fever on Derby Day.
That would be really disappointing.
Okay, Jennifer, here we go. Forenz Fire is number one. 50-1 with Monmouth Park's own Paco Lopez aboard. Free Drop Billy is number two, 30-1. Promises Fulfilled, 30-1. So we're starting off with all long shots here, Jennifer. Flame Away, 30-1. Audible, Todd Pletcher, one of the top trainers in the country, and the top jockey, Javier Castellano, is riding. That's 8-1, Jennifer. Good Magic, 12-1. Justify is the favorite, Jennifer. Trained by Bob Babbitt, who you might know, also trained Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. And Mike Smith, who you might know, rode the great race mare Zenyatta. 3-1. Number 8 is Lone Sailor, 50-1. Hofberg, 20-1. My Boy Jack, 30-1. Bolt D'Oro, 8-1. Victor Espinosa, who rode American Pharoah, rides Bolt D'Oro. Enticed, 30-1. Bravazo, Louis Contrera, 50-1. Wayne Lucas trains. Wayne Lucas is one of the trainers who's had the most horses ever run in the Kentucky Derby, Jennifer. Mendelssohn, 5-1. So there's your second or third choice. Instilled Regard, 50-1. Magna Moon, 6-1. Solomini, Bob Baffert again, 30-1. Vino Rosso, 12-1. Noble Indy, 30-1. And Combatant at 50-1. Impressions, any name jump out at you?
No, Brian said Magna Moon.
Magna Moon does have a chance. He's the third choice on the morning line, so very possible. Do you like horse racing, Jennifer? Have you ever been to Mount Park, been on horses, or anywhere else?
I have not. I really want to go to Philadelphia Park this year.
Why?
Because I drive by it frequently.
If you want to go to a good racetrack, go to Monmouth. That's close, just as close, and it's a beautiful, like, it's really nice.
You don't
place.
Like Philadelphia Park?
No, it's a casino. That's why. It's the horse racing is second. If you really want a good day at the races, a good experience, come on, Park, and you're allowed to bring in your own beverages.
That's good.
I don't know what the deal Philadelphia Park is, but possibly, I don't know. It's not very pretty, Philadelphia Park.
Okay.
Just because you drive by it, it's not an excuse to do.
Well,
something.
Well, no, it's just because it would be easy.
Because who would a horse jump out at you? Don't ever do anything just because it's easy, Jennifer. The best things in life are the things that are hard to do, Jennifer, the most satisfying.
I like Lone Sailor.
Don't ignore me. Lone Sailor? 50-1. You're going for a long shot.
I am.
Okay, very good. So Lone Sailor for you and Mendelssohn or Magna Moon?
Magna Moon.
For Brian. Okay, and here is what is going to happen this Saturday around 6:30 p.m. They've reached the top of the stretch in the Kentucky Derby. Magnum Moon and Mendelssohn have been dueling for the lead. But Justify has been sitting just behind, and now he joins the top two there in the stretch. Justify now takes the lead. Good Magic has hit his best stride. It's now coming on the outside. Justify, Good Magic on the outside him. It's going to be one of these two to the wire. My Boy Jack making the late run, and here we are at the wire. Good Magic gets by and wins the Kentucky Derby. Justify, the favorite, gets second, and My Boy Jack gets up late for the show.
Who was their second?
Justify.
And My Boy Jack.
Yes. So that's how we see the Kentucky Derby.
Which, that would have been my second choice, because that's my father's name.
Jack.
Well, it's John. His family calls him Jack.
Very good. Okay, it's 11:15. When we come back after this commercial break, we'll talk some library. We'll talk some library events. We'll talk today in history. We have some trivia. We have a lot more to go on today's library show.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions. But about events that happened on this date. Today is May 3rd, 2018. I'll ask her about some events that happened on May 3rd in years past. Also give her some people that were born, just born on May 3rd, and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. I knew who they were by seeing their name. See, Jennifer does. Let's go back to 1937, Jennifer. What novel on this date won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction?
What day? What year?
1937.
Gone with the Wind.
Very good. How did you know that?
I know that. I just broke me.
Oh, that's riveting radio. Good job.
Thanks.
1952, Jennifer. What is televised nationally for the first time on the CBS network on this date in 1952?
A baseball game.
No, but it is a sport.
Kentucky Derby.
I think Kentucky Derby is correct. Thinking topical here, Jennifer. Okay, 1957, Jennifer. Walter O'Malley was a much hated man in New York on this date in 1957. Why? Walter O'Malley. He was the owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, he moved, announced they were moving to LA.
He agreed to move the team to Los Angeles, Jennifer, on this date in 1957. The boys of summer depart for the left coast. Okay, Jennifer, in 1960, a play opens in New York City's Greenwich Village, and it eventually became the longest-running musical of all time. What am I looking for?
The Fantastics.
How did you know that?
Because I know musicals. Jerry Orbach was in it.
Okay. Any famous songs from that?
Try to Remember.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's from the... What's the Fantastics about?
I have no idea.
What?
I don't know.
You just burst my bubble. I was very impressed there briefly. Okay, Jennifer.
I don't like to overreach.
The tallest building at the time was completed on this date in 1973.
Empire State Building. Oh, no, the World Trade Center. What am I saying?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
World Trade Center,
1973.
Was it? Yeah.
For the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Oh, I thought you said there. I thought you were still in New York. Because your two previous questions were New York.
Yeah.
And I thought you had said there. I thought you said there.
I don't know what to say, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, this sport begins in 2000 on May 3rd.
What do you mean this sport?
I'm trying to think. This is a new sport that begins. It's kind of like a hobby. That uses coordinates.
Oh, geocaching.
Geocaching.
It's not a sport.
It's correct. They called it a sport.
It's not a sport.
Why not? It takes exercise, brain power. Is auto racing a sport?
I guess. Yes.
Why?
Because they have sponsors.
Have you ever geocached?
And not on purpose.
What's that mean? You found them and weren't looking for them.
Yeah.
Why are you so down on geocaching?
I'm not down on it.
I hear it's a very interesting thing
to do.
It
is, and actually there was a really great book written about
it. I would think you would love it because it's kind of like solving puzzles.
Like about 5 years ago, there was a really good mystery written about it.
Okay.
And that was the premise of it.
I don't like your attitude about geocaching.
Stop.
I don't. Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, in 1903, Bing Crosby.
He was a crooner. He was a movie star. He sang White Christmas. He was in White Christmas. He was in Holiday Inn.
In the 1940s,
he
was the king of all media, probably for 20 years or so.
Easter Parade.
Everything, yes. That is correct, Jennifer. And have some Minute Maid orange juice. And he promoted Minute Maid orange juice, if I'm not mistaken. Minute Maid. I can't do my Bing Crosby voice. Okay, 1919, Pete Seeger was born.
A musician. No.
Yes, he is.
He is.
I need more than that.
I know you do. I'm trying to get Bob Seger out of my head. Tell me something.
Pete Seger was a singer-songwriter, folk musician, activist, sang many, like, This Land Is Your
Land.
But he was most famous for, at the end, Jennifer, his life, he championed the cause of cleaning up the Hudson River Valley.
Yes.
It was disgusting. And now the Hudson River Valley is gorgeous, and it's mostly thanks to Pete Seeger.
Our performer on this coming Wednesday night, Dave Berger, has a connection to Pete Seeger. Dave Berger's grandmother babysat for Pete Seeger, or Pete Seeger's grandmother babysat for Dave Berger. There's some kind of babysitting and grandmother connection with him.
Well, we'll straighten that out for next week, and we'll get the exact connection. 1934, Jennifer, Frankie Valli was born.
He led the Four Seasons. He's from New Jersey. You want a song, don't you?
That'd be nice. You don't know a Four Seasons song?
Sherry Baby.
Good.
And he was in Grease.
Was he? He sang the theme song.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he was in it.
All right, well, he sang.
1935, Ron Popeil was born. Popeil?
Ron Popeil, he was the As Seen on TV guy.
Right. Ronco Company.
Ronco.
I used to buy their albums all the time. They always had those greatest hits albums.
Oh, I thought
Ronco.
Ronco? Not K-Tel.
Yeah. Was it K-Tel? Maybe I'm wrong. What's Ronco?
Oh, maybe they did.
Little Gadgets.
Like Slicers and Dicers.
Yeah, that was, you know, I think I'm thinking K-Tel. You're right. And then 1951.
Wait, can you say that again?
What?
You're right.
I say it all the time, Jennifer. Check the archives. I just throw stuff out.
So do I.
I'm wrong half the time. It's a quarter of the time you don't know I'm wrong.
Right. That's true.
Okay, 1951, Christopher Cross.
Oh, he's a singer. He sang Sailing. He sang Arthur's Theme.
He did. And he had some good advice for everyone. If you're ever caught between the moon and New York City,
fall in love.
The best you can do is fall in love. I mean, it's so true. I don't even know what that
means.
All right, Jennifer, let's talk about some library stuff.
Nobody
what
died
time
today?
Is it? No.
Oh. The 11:25. Let's talk about the Jim Thatch bookmark. Look at this. Can you see it?
Oh, no. It's so delayed, I can't. Okay, it's coming up right. So we have a delay. Okay, that's good. Very
good.
That's good.
It's also on our website. And also,
we'll hold it up a little longer. Okay, so this is the May bookmark. It's the 370th bookmark I've done or something like that.
70th? 7th. No. Was it?
360 is 30 years.
That's right. Okay.
You can do the math. So this May, we've got some worms under the surface, a couple bird, hungry birds.
A ring, a bone. That would make Belinda very happy. Some three-leaf clovers.
It's not a human bone. It's like a dog bone. I was worried.
She likes animal bones. She doesn't like...
I was a little worried about putting them in there because people might think it was a human bone, but I was thinking, you know, things you lose in your yard.
Belinda, go to our website. Go to HCL's Facebook page, please, and see what kind of bone Jim drew. She'll tell you.
Okay. So did you find all the HCL?
No, and I suspect there's a lot. I've only found...
a lot.
I found four.
I think there might be one more.
Yeah. Is there something else hidden?
Just the word May and the worms.
Okay. That's it looks it. Like there should be something else.
Well, what is your opinion of it?
Oh, it's nice.
Is it worthy of the canon of bookmarks that have come before it?
It's an interesting concept.
Why? You don't like worms?
Worms are fine. Worms are very good.
Okay. Other events coming. I have trivia for Jennifer Lady later. Well, it remains to be seen whether I'll be asking these questions or not. She may...
You're saying I don't earn it?
Yeah. She may tick me off at some point during the show, and I'll punish her. And the only way I know how is to withhold trivia questions. The only way legally, I guess, I can do that without getting in trouble is to withhold trivia questions.
That's nice, Jim.
First news is, if you were planning on coming to the Hunterdon County Library, the North County Branch or South County Branch, tomorrow morning on Friday, May 4th, wait till the afternoon. We'll be closed. It's a staff and service day. We're going to make the staff a little better. I mean, you can see by Jennifer that there's always room for improvement for our staff. So we'll be working on that tomorrow.
Have I mentioned lately I hate you?
Well, the main branch will be moving at 1. That's okay. I know. I can see it in your eyes. So can all our listeners and viewers. The North County branch and South County branch will open at 1:30 tomorrow. So if you need to get that book back, you can wait till the afternoon or come see one of our displays or any of the myriad of things you can do at the Hunterdon County Library. We'll have to wait till the afternoon tomorrow. Okay, a couple events coming up in May. The first one, of course, is a week from Saturday. Actually, it's 2 weeks from Saturday, Jennifer. The NCB Garden Expo is coming on Saturday, May 19th. It'll be from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which is located on 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, New Jersey. There'll be experts on various topics of gardening. Bring your questions and enjoy the displays, Jennifer. Just briefly, who will be on hand that you can pick your brains about this year's gardening? How's your garden look so far this year?
I have daisies that are missing.
Does that mean the deer got them, probably?
No, it's just they're not coming up.
Things are late this
but
year.
But on the other side, I've got daisies easy. This tall.
Things are late this year. That's probably the shady side of your house. I first cut my lawn last year, probably 2 weeks earlier than I cut it this year. So we're 2 weeks behind, maybe a week and a half. Okay, the Rutgers Master Gardeners will be at the NCB Garden Expo, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey, working expert Carol Stober, cacti and succulents expert Jeff Van Newkirk, the Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association, the Hunterdon County Library Seed Exchange, Invasive Species Strike Team, Jennifer. That sounds like I wonder if they have like uniforms and stuff. I've always wanted to be on a strike team.
I think you can be. I think they look for volunteers.
Take a plant, terrariums expert Sandy Gay, Clinton Conservancy, and the Holistic Pet with Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. So all that and more at NCB Garden Expo, Jennifer, 2018, once again Saturday, May 19th, at the Northern County Branch Library. We've been doing it in kind of a different style the last couple of years, and it's been working well up there. So if you are a gardener, I highly suggest visiting the Northern County Branch on May 19th. There's always something to learn, Jennifer. We always, to our dying breath, can learn something.
And
we'll never know it all.
Before we get to that, on Wednesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, we're going to welcome back folk singer Dave Berger, and we will unravel his Pete Seeger mystery. And May 17th on Thursday, we have two different options for you. With the North County Branch Library, the Gordon James Duo will be performing. And at the Headquarters Library, SCORE will be presenting a free business seminar about getting started with social media. And all our events are free and open to the public, and you can go on our website, hclibrary.us, or call 788-1434 to register for headquarters programs, or 730-6135 to register for our North County programs. And our musical programs are made possible in part by funding from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, a partner agency of the New Jersey Endowment for the Arts. What are you doing?
Is there a light always on in that tower across the street?
Probably not.
There's a light on in the top of that tower. Interesting. Okay, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We've been accepting entries. The first 75 entrants will be accepted. We're probably well past half of that number now, Jennifer. So if you're thinking about entering the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, I would suggest doing it soon. The entry deadline is June 1st, Friday, June 1st.
Who can enter?
Local artists. What do you mean?
Who can enter?
All right, well, I'm going to get to everything. I have the flow going here.
I was trying to be interactive.
Thank you, Jennifer. You were being the opposite. No. Okay. I wasn't expecting to be interactive. I was expecting it. If I was ready for it. Because usually you're just staring at that little iPad the whole time. And I don't know.
I'm making sure. Counting our...
So the date of the HCL Outdoor Art Show, and say, any more interaction in this conversation, or can I expect just to plow through this?
You can plow through it.
HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 9th, 2018, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're a local artist, either a student, grade 7 through 12, an adult amateur, or an adult professional, we'd love to have you enter the Outdoor Art Show and Sale. To get an entry form, just visit any one of our public libraries or go online at hclibrary.us. And right on the homepage, there's a link to the entry form. Just print one of those out, fill it out, and send it in to me before June 1st. Or before that, we accept 75 entrants, and you are in the show. And you'll want to be in it, Jennifer. There's cash prizes for best in show, a cash prize for public's choice, and then cash prize for first place in the student, adult, amateur, and adult professional categories. There'll also be some honorable mention ribbons as well. All artists are welcome to sell their work. So what happens is you get a section of snow fence, which will be set up under our grove of trees at the HCL headquarters library lawn. Get about an 8-foot by 4-foot section of snow fence. So how many pieces of artwork can fit on there? We'll have a huge throng of people coming that day to visit, and you might be able to sell some of your work. We've had some artists do very well in past shows. New this year, we're going to also have a kids' craft. So if you have some young ones at home that are too young to enter the art show, we have a craft for them, an Egyptian-themed craft in the meeting room, thanks to Kathy Monty of our Youth Services Department. She'll be taking care of that. We also have music, so if you want to bring a chair or a blanket, maybe a picnic lunch, and hang out with us for a while, we'll have the Marshall's Dixieland Band performing throughout the day. Announcements for the winners will be made, I believe, 1 or 2 o'clock. It's a great fun day. There is a rain date in case it rains on Saturday, June 9th. It'll be 1 week later, Saturday, June 16th. But usually a good time of year where the rain is... kind of holds off until late summer. I don't know. I just jinxed it probably.
No, a couple years ago I woke up and it was pouring and I thought, ugh. And it stopped by the time it was.
So it's a great, we've been doing this for several years now and it's been growing every year. So we look forward to seeing you at the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, either as an artist or as a patron of the arts on Saturday, June 9th.
If you can't be an artist, be an artistic supporter.
Doesn't quite work, Jennifer.
No.
Than the original joke from Greece, as I think you're getting at, right?
Yep.
Very good. Okay, then finally, the last thing I want to tell you about is our summer reading clubs. We have two, one for adults and one for children. First, the kids' ones. Summer Reading Club 2018, it's for ages 2 and up. It's at the Headquarters Library, North County Branch, South County Branch, and the Bookmobile. You can read and earn prizes. It starts on June 19th, and it ends on August 31st. There'll be story times, performers, tweens and teens programs. And speaking of performers, they have a kickoff party on June 19th, Jennifer. Tuesday, June 19th. It starts at 10:30 a.m. This is new for them this year. They're having popular children's singer, Mr. Ray. I couldn't find it on the flyer. Mr. Ray will be performing on Tuesday, June 19th at the kickoff party for the Summer Reading Club. And I'm in the works of getting a special guest to come to the kickoff party.
Is it someone with a connection to?
It's someone from the Chamber of Commerce.
Nice.
Any guesses?
Yep.
Who?
The Fox.
Hunter the Fox, the newest mascot of Hunterdon County, which will be unveiled on Community Day, which brings me up another thing, Jennifer. Community Day.
Wait, can I go back to the kickoff party?
Yes.
Because on June 23rd, we're having a second kickoff at the South County Branch Library. We're going to have Dave Berger there to do some folk songs and some folk songs from around the world. And we're going to have different music stations.
Very good. And then let me just quickly mention before I go back to Community Day, the Adult Summer Reading Club. That starts May 25th, Jennifer. You can join the club, win gift cards, and win the grand prize. And then they have a year-end party for everyone who enters the Adult Reading Club on August 30th, 2018. To join or for more information, go to hclibrary.us/ASRC for more information. There actually probably is a link right on the homepage to the Adult Summer Reading Club.
I'm not sure.
Click on that. Jennifer's going to check it out.
It wasn't there the other day.
If there isn't, I will remedy that situation.
Yep, it's there now.
Okay, very good. So there's a link right for the Adult Summer Reading Club. You can get all the information you need to join it. It's a lot of fun. Jennifer did it 1 year, right?
I did it a couple years, and you made so much fun of me, I stopped.
I know, because that's a conversation for another day. And then finally, Community Day. We've been working hard, Jennifer, the Community Day Committee, and Hunterdon County Community Day, I believe it's the fifth annual, will take place on Saturday, June 2nd, at the fairgrounds down in Ringo's.
South County Park.
Yes.
Roger K. Everett.
It will go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. that day. There's going to be games. There's going to be food. There's going to be music. I can tell you exactly what musicians will be performing. We'll be having Marshall's Dixieland Band. There will be Cuckoo Cachoo, the two guitarists that recently slayed them up at the North County Branch Library. They'll be performing. The White House Wind Symphony will be doing a one-hour concert. And then the kickoff concert for the ACL Outdoor Summer Concert Series, Due South, will be performing throughout the day. So lots of great music and diverse music, Jennifer. I'm really looking forward to that. But then there's going to be a hot air balloon. I understand there's going to be like a stunt bicycle show. There's going to be the reptile guy that's very popular. There's going to be all the community groups are going to be there. I believe the Music Mountain is going to be there, maybe with some performers. It's a lot going on. Too much to mention. Once I get the full list of events, Jennifer, we'll really promote it at this show.
Good.
On this show.
I noticed that I heard this morning on the radio our old pals from the British Invasion.
Yes, what are they doing?
They're going to be at I Play America in Freehold.
Oh, yeah?
On May 20th.
Really? Are you going?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Yes, no, I don't
know. I'm not
know.
Sure. I'm going to email my cousin and see if he wants to go.
You should go.
Yeah.
They'd love to see you. Good group of guys. Where is I Play America?
It's in Freehold.
What is it?
It's a venue. I'm not... I don't quite understand it. They have a comic fest. They have a horror fest.
It's like a convention center or something?
Sort of, but it's not... But they also have like a restaurant and rides. It's
really
it's like a venue. It's kind of like
sounds
I'll
have
to
like look an, this up. I have no idea this thing even existed.
Yeah,
I Play America. How much are tickets?
I thought you had like a permanent free pass.
I do. if you took me with you, we could get in free.
All right, let's go.
You would just think of some excuse right at the last minute.
I wouldn't.
And I'd have to go by myself.
It wouldn't.
You wouldn't. This has never happened in the past.
No.
Okay, it is 11:39. We're going to go to a commercial break a little bit early. I want to tell you that at 12 noon, Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy will be presenting his show, Taking Care of Business. He's been on the air as long as we have. And he's been YouTubing his videos much longer than we have. Jennifer, it took a while for Jennifer to break down that fourth wall. And there it is, the sign.
right
into the microphone. Okay, so here's our last commercial break. We'll come back with some trivia right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Looking very thoughtful.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in?
7:43, we have that.
Focus on business and government.
13 minutes or so.
Like our annual business expo.
To wrap up, we need to talk about the library. But first, we're going to play some trivia. Oftentimes on the show, I ask gentlemen some trivia questions that I've gathered in my travels.
The voice of business.
Usually at Lone Eagle. But
welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
But what? Something's going wrong here.
Oh, you're
looking
very
thoughtful.
What
did you do?
Their homepage is set to go to 100 in Chamber Radio, but it's got a video on.
So what's going to happen? How's that going to appear later on?
Well, you'll just hear it a little bit. But why would you do that?
Well, I didn't do anything.
No, not you, but why would it be done?
Hi, Jennifer, here's some general trivia questions. I think you saw this movie. The Nation of Wakanda is the setting for what recent hit movie? Wakanda.
I did not see that movie.
No. It's the most popular movie ever made. I believe it broke all the records for box office gross. That's a hint for you.
I know, and it's not coming to me.
Black Panther,
yes.
Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste death but once. That was a line uttered by what Shakespearean character?
Would you stop with the...
I can't. Nervous leg syndrome.
What?
Nothing. That's not a thing. Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste death but once.
King Lear. Is it a title character?
Julius Caesar. Good guess, though. What is Ginger's last name in the TV show Gilligan's Island? Grant is correct. What part of your body would you find the xiphoid process? Part of the human body. Your xiphoid process. Where is it located?
Your brain.
Take a guess, Jennifer. Your sternum. It's your xiphoid process. The bottom of your sternum.
What does it do?
I don't know. Processes xiphoid.
If your sternum's a bone, how can it do anything?
Okay, Jennifer, what is the outer layer of the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Missouri made of?
The outer layer?
Mm-hmm.
Glass.
The cover layer. Stainless steel. Ever seen the Gateway Arch?
I have.
Up close?
No.
Personally?
No.
Okay. What is the name of the hero, Jennifer, who stopped the recent Waffle House shooting in Nashville, Tennessee?
I don't know his name. But you know,
everybody so soon forgets.
It'll appear on Will Schwartz's.
He was a real hero.
Like every year at the end, Will Schwartz does
like
names.
Guys, they should give him like $1 billion for doing what he did.
What's his name? They'll make a movie.
James Shaw Jr.
Well, good for James Shaw Jr.
Then finally, Jennifer, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is on the front of a dime. There are three images on the back. What is the middle image of? The back of a dime.
Is it a torch?
Very good. It is a torch. You have lots of dimes, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, it's elementary. 10 questions. All the answers have an element in the answer.
Oh, boy. Chemistry, not as
strong. Jennifer, an album that sells 2 million copies is certified by this term.
Platinum.
Incorrect. Double platinum. I said two,
2 million.
This is, a lot of people were not happy about that, but I stressed,
no, you did.
2 million many times. This is a public notification system, Jennifer, to broadcast missing senior citizens with Alzheimer's, dementia, or other mental disabilities.
Silver alert.
A silver alert is correct. What actress starred in the movie Seems Like Old Times, Overboard, and Snatched? Seems Like Old Times. Overboard. Never seen Overboard?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a good movie. And Snatched. It's a recent one. For Goldie Hawn. Mm. What is the name given to the collection of New York City publishers and songwriters who dominated popular music in the United States in the late 19th and early 20th century? New York City publishers and songwriters dominated popular music.
I would have said Golden Age, but you just used gold. No.
Looking for Tin Pan
Alley.
Tin Pan Alley. All right, here's a TV question, so I'm not holding that much hope. What HBO series features characters named Richard Hendricks, Bertram Guilfoyle, and Gavin Belson? Silicon Valley.
Yeah, wouldn't have gotten that.
He is the Roman god of financial gain, commerce, eloquence, messages, communication, travelers, boundaries, luck, and thievery. Name the Roman god. Mercury. What rock band from Canada, I'm not holding that much hope for this one either, had hits with the songs How You Remind Me, Someday, Far Away, and Rockstar?
Justin Bieber's the only Canadian.
Nickelback.
Nope.
What is the name of the hound in the Disney animated film The Fox and the Hound? Copper.
That's a good name for a hound.
Yes. What cable and satellite television channel, Jennifer, features shows titled Snapped, Cold Justice, and The Disappearance of Natalie Holloway?
Nope.
Oxygen. And then finally, Pepper Potts is a character in what movie series? Pepper Think elements.
Iron Man. No.
That's correct.
Really?
See? Don't doubt yourself. Iron Man is correct. All right. Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You have?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you've seen the Back. Okay.
Oh, yes.
This round is called Save the Clock Tower. I have 10 questions about Back to the Future.
Okay.
Ooh, you sound very confident.
Yes, I am.
I like it.
I even knew Back to the Future Day a few years back.
Oh, yeah? What's that mean? I've never heard of
it. It was the date in October that they set. When at the end of the movie, Christopher Lloyd gets Marty and Jennifer in the car and says, come on, you have to go into the future. It was a date he set it for.
Interesting. Okay. How many days, Jennifer, does Marty spend in the year 1955?
One, two? Not many.
I could spend a week in 1955.
A week?
Seven.
Hmm.
Doc Brown stole plutonium from terrorists of what country?
Russia.
The Libyans, remember?
Yes,
the Libyans.
Yeah.
What was the name of the busboy in the diner in 1955 that eventually becomes mayor?
Wow.
Mayor Goldie Wilson. He'll clean up
sure,
this town. Which song was the band playing at the dance when George and Lorraine had their first kiss? Not so easy, huh?
No. Gosh, you have to play. He played Johnny B. Goode, and then he went nuts.
That was after
the... After the... Yeah. It was like a really slow song, and he started to fade because he wasn't kissing her.
Earth Angel.
Earth Angel, yeah.
What planet does Marty say he's from when he dresses up like an alien to scare George in his bedroom?
Mars.
Vulcan. Within 15 minutes either way, what time was it when the clock tower got struck by lightning?
11:55.
10:04. What is the name of the mall where Doc Brown experiments his time travel theory? I thought you said you saw this.
It was Twin Pines until...
And then in 1955, he ran over one of the Twin Pines. And at the end of the movie, it was called Lone Pine. Give me the first name of one of Marty's siblings. Marty had a brother and
brother
a sister.
Brother and a sister, and I can see her. Why can't you be more like your brother and sister?
Dave and Linda didn't have big roles. How fast must the DeLorean go in miles per hour to time travel?
It's over 100. I don't know.
You got to re-see this movie.
I have to re-see the movie.
88 miles per hour. When Marty tells Doc Brown that Ronald Reagan's president, who does Doc Brown guess is vice president?
John Wayne.
Jerry Lewis. And then my bonus question was, what was the name of the town that Marty lives in? And he goes back in time and sees it in 1955. Hill Valley.
Wow, those are really good. I could tell you what song was playing when he got, like, Mr. Sandman, when he got there.
Yes, that's correct.
I could tell you what the truck that he skateboarded on was carrying.
Okay.
I know different details.
Okay, well, ask me some questions. Maybe you can stop me.
Well, no, I probably can't. What else you got for me?
I got absolutely nothing.
Nothing? What do you mean nothing?
I've had plenty today.
That was trivia?
It's time for you to give me what you have for me today.
All right, but you're going to probably need a pencil and paper.
Uh-oh. We only have 4 minutes left.
Oh, well.
To be grabbing pencil and paper.
It's not enough, then.
Go ahead.
I've
got a pen in front of me.
All right, how about we do that next week?
Well, just tell me what it is. Whet my appetite.
I sent you an email.
Oh, something with the Beatles. Right.
Right? I told you to anagram the Beatles as many different ways as you could.
And what does anagram mean again?
It rearranging the letters to make other phrases.
Other phrases?
Or other words.
Give me an example.
Well, it was a crossword puzzle a couple of weeks ago. Let It Be. It was Belt Tie by the Beatles. And Belt Tie anagrams into Let It Be.
Does Let It Be anagram of the Beatles? No.
No. No, it's close, though. It's very close. So I have a list of...
You went on a tangent. How many did you come up with?
I didn't... No, I went online and found it.
Oh.
Found a bunch. But I found about a dozen. But I could talk about this month's library reads list.
Sure. It is the library show, after
all. Yeah, well, actually, this is from April, but these are books coming out this month. First one on the list is Fury Born by Claire Legrand, a fierce, independent woman full of rage, determination, and fire. The first novel in the Imperium trilogy holds appeal for both young adult and adult readers. It will appeal to fans of Game of Thrones, Once Upon a Time, and The Hunger Games. And Claire Legrand is going to be appearing at the Neshamity Barnes & Noble on May 23rd at 6 p.m. if you wanted to meet her in person. The next book.
Would I want to meet her in person?
You might. The next book is The Other Lady Vanishes by Amanda Quick. The Death of Mrs. Westaway by Ruth Ware. The Perfect Mother by Amy Molloy. That's a debut novel. Love and Ruin, a novel by Paula McLean. It's Paula McLean wrote Hemingway's wife about his second wife. And now this is another...
In real life?
Yes.
Wait, what happened?
Like, she novelized the story of, it might even have been his first wife. I think it was his second wife. She novelized.
Wait. What happened?
She novelized the story of Hemingway and his wife.
Okay. They said it was real.
No. It's a biographical historical fiction. And she's done it again. It doesn't say about who.
Pete Seeger's grandmother, I think.
This library reads has shortened the annotations, which makes it a little challenging. The Tin Man, a novel by Sarah Winman.
Anything to do with Oz?
No, and I will say a lot of librarians, there's a lot of love for this one. Our Kind of Cruelty by Araminta Hall, that's another debut novel. Paper Ghosts, Juliet Heberlin. The Favorite Sister, Jessica Knoll. That's anybody who loves reality TV should read this. And then The Ensemble by Aja Gable.
Which one is your favorite?
Well, my favorite would have to be The Perfect Mother, because that's the one I annotated for the list. But I've read about half the books on this list, and I would recommend them all. You were talking about the Summer Reading Club before.
Mm-hmm.
We have a blog on the Summer Reading Club page where you can write reviews and things. And
one of the fun parts of the Summer Reading Club.
Yes, and
tips for other readers.
I keep the blog up all year, and I just posted some new reviews on there of some books coming out this month.
Can people like your reviews, kind of like?
I don't think so. I don't think we have that. But you can just look at them. So is it time?
Yes.
It's time. Okay, well, Jim Gano will be in to take care of some business. Thank you for watching. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To Americans near and far, thank you for joining us in this National Day of Prayer, and God bless you all.
Vice President Mike Pence opening a National Day of Prayer event in the White House Rose Garden, where leaders of various faiths are on hand and participating.
We thank you for a president and a vice president who understand the importance of prayer, and we pray for their precious families who have made great sacrifices to serve alongside them.
Guests include members of the Sutherland Springs, Texas Church, where more than 24 people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. The National Rifle Association's annual convention is getting underway in Dallas today. Tomorrow, President Trump will address the gun rights organization, as will Vice President Pence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The release of three Americans who've been held by North Korea is now reportedly imminent. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani telling Fox News it's happening today. Retired General Major Jack Keane, a Fox News military analyst, says he's not surprised to hear it, with that summit coming up between President Trump and Kim Jong-un.
And just recently, our National Security Advisor, Ambassador Bolton, mentioned it as a sign of good faith that Kim Jong-un is serious about these talks and about denuclearizing, so let's release these hostages before the talks. And he's doing it.
The Labor Department reporting this morning that first-time jobless claims were up by 2,000 last week.